boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Edith stands on the front porch, anxiously watching Archie approach the house. They stand face to face. Archie steps past her, but stops at the door.
Is he here?
No.
She shakes her head, and Archie enters the house wearing his bar apron.
Well, you could swear he was here. The whole joint stinks like booze.
You left your bar apron on.
Oh. Well, where the hell is he? Where's he staying?
Oh, I wrote it down. Floyd Mill, Seven Seas Hotel, Pier 9, North River.
God, that must be one of them waterfront dumps where the sailors come to make the acquaintance of girls and fleas.
He said he was coming over in a little while. I'm afraid he's gonna come and take Steffi back.
Now, Ada, please, don't fall apart, huh? He's the kid's father. If he insists on doing that, we can't stop him.
Edith,
if you're gonna cry, I'm gonna get a terrible headache.
Stephanie walks in.
Hi! Oh, hi, come here and give me a hug!
Edith holds her tight.
Edith, don't crush the child, will you? When she finally pops out, she'll pop out wrong.
Coming over. We're gonna play football.
Oh, hey, no football there. Football? Give you cauliflower elbows.
It's only a computer game. Amy got it for her birthday.
Oh, we're gonna have company. Oh, maybe you could go over to Amy's and play at her house, huh?
Yeah, sure. Go over and ruin the Bloom's furniture for an hour.
Okay. Good girl. Wait a minute. Give me a kiss.
Stephanie hurdles Archie's legs.
Well, wait a minute. Watch for me, not me. Yeah, no, wait. I think you better go out the back door, huh?
Why? Amy lives over there.
Yeah, I know that, but, you know, just for a change, huh? Besides, you're wearing out the front door.
Okay.
She jumps back over him.
Oh, give me another hug.
Edith squeezes her again.
You know what?
What?
I got a C in arithmetic.
Oh.
Edith, what do you mean? A C in arithmetic, that's a wonderful mark for a girl.
No, it ain't.
Ah, come on. Hey, listen, kiddo. Most important subject for you is how to be gorgeous.
Oh, never mind. You'll do better next time. Goodbye now.
Bye.
She runs out through the kitchen. Deeply saddened, Edith slowly turns to Archie.
Oh, geez, Edith, there's that face, and here comes that headache. Listen, Edith. Why don't we try to look on the cheerful side of this whole thing, you know? I mean, if Floyd takes back his kid there, well, maybe we'll have time to do a lot of things we can't do taking care of a little girl.
Things.
Well, I was always promising you that trip with me back to Foggia, Italy, so I could show you where the Germans shelled our airfield.
I don't want to see no shell holes.
Well, okay, the trip's off then.
What are we gonna do, Archie?
Well, listen, I'll tell you what we better not do. We better not, you know, kill all our chickens before they cross the road. I'll get
that's
that.
Him. him. I'll get let that. Him in.
Why do you always have to go loping up to the door like a big dog?
Let me get it.
Sit down in your chair. Calm yourself, will you? Just sit there and look off in the distance. Try to look blank. You're good at that. Here, this will help. Here, do some sewing. Just let me handle it. Yeah, I'm opening the door. Yeah.
A disheveled man takes a deep breath.
Hi, Art.
Oh, hi there, Floyd. Well, you don't look so bad. Are you still on the old,
He mimes drinking.
So, I'm sober.
Is that every day or just today?
Well, I'm working on it.
Oh. Yeah, well, you might as well come on in before the neighbors see you there.
Thank you.
Hey, look who's here, Ada Floyd.
How are you? It's good to see you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, but not in that chair, huh, Floyd, over there, huh? Yeah, right on the sofa. Oh, wait, smoke. Careful of the hat there. Hey, this is one of them hats that you buy.
Well, where's Steffi?
She's up in Connecticut.
She's at the Blooms across the street.
Oh, she got back already, huh? Well. So what's new there, Floyd?
Well, it's been a long time, Art.
It's been swell, Floyd.
I guess Edith told you we had a little talk, huh?
No, she didn't tell me nothing. She's been busy all day sewing clothes for the child there. Hold up some sewing there, Edith.
She holds up Archie's white briefs.
Well, Floyd, tell me, what do you want?
Well, Arch, I've been doing a lot of thinking. And I came here to say, maybe Steffi should stay with you till I'm better able to take care of her.
That's wonderful. That's great, you know. A father like that making a sacrifice for his child there. Oh, hey, let's have a drink on that.
No, please.
No, wait, come on. You can use self-control tomorrow then.
I want to make myself presentable so I can look around for a job.
Hey, I seen by the paper they're picking bananas in Brazil. And them Indians down there, they don't care what you look like.
I need a little cash.
Archie's gaze hardens.
How little, Floyd?
$1,000.
Edith's mouth falls open.
I want to make sure I heard that. How much?
$1,000. I need it. In cash. Or I'll take her back. And I ain't kidding, Archie.
But we ain't got $1,000 in the house.
We'll get it.
Floyd rises.
You know where I'm at. I want to hear from you today.
Putting on his toque, he walks out. As Archie sits in his armchair, Edith waters a plant.
Archie, I ain't going down to that hotel tonight and hand her over.
Well, I ain't going down to that hotel tonight and hand over $1,000. Because I want to tell you something, it wouldn't be the last time. That guy ain't going to be satisfied with no $1,000. He'll keep coming back and back and back like a chronic rash. What the hell are you doing over there?
I'm watering my vine.
When did you get that?
Oh, this was 9 years old last week.
Oh, Lord. Did you know that damn thing was over the corner for 9 years?
Of course. We all knew.
Stephanie runs in.
I'm home. Where's the chocolate cake?
And the refrigerator.
Get me a beer while you're out there, huh?
Oh, gee. Do you think Steffi would like to live with her father again?
Eat it. You asked the kid that question at least once, and she told you no.
But I'd like to know what she's feeling deep down inside.
Oh, come on. 10-year-old kids, they don't feel nothing deep down inside but junk food.
Here's your beer, Uncle Archie.
She leaps onto his lap.
You'll never know how much that hurts.
If your father was to walk through that door right now and say, Steffi, I've come to take you back, what would you say?
The little girl considers.
I'd say I couldn't now. I got my school term to finish. And I'm a relief pitcher for Little League.
Edith grins.
That's nice.
Why did you ask me for?
Edith looks to Archie.
Why did she ask me?
Nobody knows.
Go do my homework.
Yeah, why don't you go and do that?
Stephanie leans forward and kisses Archie on the cheek before getting up. She kisses Edith, then runs upstairs.
Well, I know how we ought to handle this thing. We ought to go to Floyd and say, here, Floyd, here's your kid, take her. Edith, he ain't gonna take her. She'd knock the hell out of his booze budget. I'm saying we ought to call his bluff. We ought to march right in there tonight and say, here she is, take her, we don't want her.
But that's a lie.
Of course it's... Of course it's a lie, Edith. Why do you think there's always something wrong with lies? Sometimes lies are good, don't you know that? Don't you know that this misfortunate world simply cannot go on without lies? Lies is the basics of your all civilized humanical relationships.
But what if he ain't bluffing? What if he takes her?
Edith, look at me. Look at me, will you?
I'm looking at you.
Archie widens his eyes and puts on his reading glasses to make sure.
Have you ever known me to be wrong about anything?
Yeah.
I mean about anything important like this.
Yeah.
I mean lately.
Yeah.
Why can't you once get behind me? Once in 28 years?
30.
He buries his face in the back of the armchair. That night, Archie and Edith step into the filthy lobby of a rundown hotel. Archie plugs his nose.
Oh, Archie, don't do that.
Alone. I'm trying to get used to the joint by degrees.
An old man stands behind the desk.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All night or just a fraction thereof?
We ain't interested in sex, pal. We're married. Got a guy named Floyd Mills registered here?
Archie. Edith.
Hello.
Oh, you're here. Hey, look, Archie, I'm sorry I had to bring you down to a place like this.
Yeah, well, we had to walk the last couple of blocks. Our cab driver chickened out.
Well, let's sit down and talk.
Yeah, huh? Sit down.
How about over there?
Yeah, fine. I'll sit over here.
Two men sleep in the lobby.
Hey, buddy, there's an unconscious guy laying in the alley. I think he's got money on him.
Oh, thanks, man.
One man hurries off, and Archie sits beside the other, who has his feet up on a sofa.
Hey, dog's off at a Davenport, Mac, huh?
Edith shakes her head.
Oh, go on. Even a scorpion couldn't live in that furniture.
She sits on the sofa with Floyd.
Well, Floyd, I had to start with her.
The other man stares at them.
Why don't you go to sleep and dream about the tragedy, which is your life? I mean, as regards your daughter, as I understand it, you want to sell me the kid.
Oh, come on, Arch. I didn't say sell.
Well, what do you want to say? Your rent or lease what?
Oh, Archie, I don't think he means that.
Well, what the hell does he mean?
It's just that I have to go someplace and dry out, Archie.
Jeez, for $1,000, you must be really soaking wet.
That's what I need.
Well, you ain't gonna get it.
Okay, then we can shave it a little. Say $750. We're family, right?
You hear that, Edith? He's offering us the family rate.
I grab it.
The other man leans in.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Thank you. Let's grab it, Archie.
Why don't you grab the Concorde for Paris?
What do you mean?
Or scrab it here. He's the grabber. We're only the grabbies. Well, I'll tell you what, Floyd. Grab this.
He makes a zero with his finger and thumb.
Because that's all you're going to get. Nothing. Zilch.
No, Archie, please.
Stay out of this thing here.
Okay, then I'll take the kid.
Go ahead and take it. Stay out of it. Stay out of it. Go on and take it. I don't want it. Hey, I don't even like her. The two of us, we're fed up to the ears with that kid. You know something? She eats like a horse. Three times a day. I bet if that kid weighs 60 pounds, that 40 of it's ours. So I want to take her. I got no use for her there. She ain't even a boy.
Okay, Archie. If that's the way you feel about it, then I'll pick her up in the morning.
Do that!
Yeah, she'll stay with me.
Oh, you mean
stay
here?
Out of it, stay
yeah,
out
that's
of it.
Right. I don't guess the guys will mind if I put an extra bunk in our room.
Oh,
no, that settles it, right?
No, wait a minute, Floyd. That don't settle it. Floyd, you're her father. You gotta think about what's best for her. She don't belong here. Floyd, I know that you love her, but you ain't able to take care of her just now, and we are, and that's what's important. I mean, you gotta leave her with us.
Floyd swallows hard.
Yes. Maybe you're right. I guess a man don't think too clear when his head's all soaked with booze. You know, before I rang your bell this afternoon, I looked in the window, and I saw Steffi kissing you, and you kissing her, and she looked so happy. And I'd like her to stay that way. So let's make it 500.
Oh. Floyd, I don't knock your block off.
Oh, no.
Edith holds Archie back.
Come on, let's get the hell out of here. I ain't giving you no $500.
You could give him the $100 you brought with you.
You'll blow it.
$100 will do just fine, Archie.
You see what I mean?
Archie, please give him the money.
Archie considers. Then reaches into his pocket.
Yeah, 40, 60, 80, and 100. Go on and count it. I want you to stay away from my house from now on. Even for that much, I'm going to have to sell a river of beer.
You take good care of my kid.
Floyd walks away, and Archie glares at Edith.
Why did you have to open up your bazoo? Just give me a chance to bargain with that bum. I'm sure we could have got that child for $20.
He needs the money, Archie.
Oh, come on, he didn't need it. So do all these other gentlemen of leisure flopping around here. That's all right, though. I don't blame you. It was my fault. There was a smarter way of handling all of this, I'm sure, but I was too much of a dope to figure it out.
Oh, Archie, I love you, even if you are a dope.
She gives him a kiss.
Now, come on, let's go home.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. You love me that much, huh?
Well, sure.
You know, I think if we could get a can of flea powder, we could register here for an hour.
Edith knits her brow and considers, then wrinkles her nose in disgust.
What's the matter with you, Edith Graves Bunker, huh? You lose all your spontaneity?
They hurry out of the hotel. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Ben Slack, Floyd Mills. Victor Killian, Clerk. Copyright 1979, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.